Last week, the Academy for Innovation and Research at the Tremo University campus near Penryn opened its doors to businesses and creatives to show off its studio. Now, this downstairs area is designed to help businesses and academics combine knowledge and skills to develop new ways of doing things. Business Cornwall went along to the launch on Friday, the 1st of February. So we're at the Air Building on the Tremo campus near Penryn. Now this has been a fascinating day seeing what goes on inside the Air Building. And some of you might think, well, the Air Building has already been opened. But actually this is the downstairs. This is the Air Studio which has been launched today. And Jeremy Richards, who runs this Air Building, is with me now. Just tell me, what's the whole idea behind this downstairs studio?
Okay, so the Air Studio, it's very much based on actually the model that's been so successful at the Pervasive Media Studio in Bristol. And it's really about being part of a wider ecosystem. It's a fantastic location, this building on the edge of the campus, so it's really about being a hub for the creative use of technology. So it's a space where people can come, launch ideas and just move them forward. So it's about getting an eclectic mix of people from the creative technology side and put them in a big mixing bowl and seeing what happens.
And Phil Stenton, Associate Dean here at Tremo, just tell me how this works in with the university side of this.
So it brings together the university research and its goals to help the economy in Cornwall. It brings those sort of resources together with people from all sorts of different organisations and perspectives around Cornwall and beyond Cornwall. So by bringing together people with interesting ideas from different parts of the landscape, then we hope to encourage ideas to be followed through. So we all have good ideas, but sometimes you need help, you need people with other skills to make them a reality. And so the Air Studio is a place where we hope to provide the catalyst for making those ideas a reality.
Now, Jeremy, you were linking up as part of this launch with Bristol. Just tell me about that.
Well, Bristol, the Pervasive Media Studio, is just coming up to its fifth birthday. So from one point of view, Claire Reddington and her team up there have been so generous. So there's a lot of learning from the studio up there that we can build on. But it's also being part of this ecosystem, so linking up with Pervasive Media Studio. We already have one resident in the studio, which is part of a joint residency programme with the Pervasive Media Studio and IDAT, the Digital Arts Technology Studio at Plymouth University. So as I said, it's the walls of the studio are fairly porous, so we will be connected and part of that ecosystem with other cool studios.
And you've got Fridays from 1 o'clock turning into something very special for business. Explain about that.
Yeah, so Fridays is our open Friday studios, and every Friday from now on there will be some interesting talks happening in the studio, very informal, and we're inviting people who want to give a talk around the subjects like creative use of technology to come in. It's a great opportunity for people to bounce ideas around the growing community. And then people can hang out in the studio for the rest of the afternoon. So it's really just opening the doors every Friday. You don't have to book. Just come along, check out what's going on, just join the community.
And are we going to see the university playing into these open Fridays as well?
Yes, it's for anyone, not just businesses, social organisations, artists, individuals, and including the university staff and students can come along, give a talk, can turn up and listen, bring their lunch.
Free cake.
Well, there won't be free cake,
free coffee.
I'm afraid. No, there won't be free coffee.
No. There'll be cake and coffee.
In the US, I think they call them brown bag lunches, brown bag talks. So you bring your lunch. But the offer is for the rest of the afternoon to hang around, talk to the residents, or if you just want to plug in and do some work, then you're welcome to do that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Phil and Jeremy, for talking to us on Business Cornwall.